Shenfield High School now has an excellent drama department. Each year, a variety of students from all years take part in a full-scale musical, and the latest of these is Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Well, I'm delighted to say that joining me now is course teacher Mrs. Rachel Bryan and students Dana Laurel, Taylor Ellsworth and Nathan Armin. Welcome, folks.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hi. Lovely to see you. Let's start with Mrs. Bryan then. Now, I'm keen to learn a bit about more about your drama department first. What are the aims of the department and how do you develop students' skills?
Well, our drama department at Shenfield provides an enjoyable, safe environment where students are able to express themselves. We give them the opportunity to develop their communication skills, explore issues in the world around them, and obviously, hopefully, improving their artistic talent. Teachers in our department at Shenfield, they provide an excellent training expertise for our students as they specialise in areas such as musical theatre, directing, physical theatre and devising. We offer extensive training to students who show a desire to work in the arts and a passion for performing, including our Performing Arts Academy students, who I believe are back at school listening to us live right now.
Oh, great. Well, good afternoon to all of you. Now, you know, we've had quite a few Shenfield High School students through the doors here at Phoenix FM, and they're a bit of a talented lot, aren't they?
We do have a real talented bunch in singing, acting and dancing.
Yes, well, you know, we'll come to Dana in a minute, who's sitting there very quietly at the moment, but Dana Laurel has been in the studio before, along with Liam Ball, and did a fantastic session for us, and we're going to hear a little bit of that later on. But just continuing, though, I mean, putting on an ambitious project, like Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, is so much more than acting and singing. What about the sets, the costumes, the makeup design and stage management, sound production, lighting? Are all the students involved in doing all those different things?
Absolutely, Bob. Yeah, putting on a show like Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is an extremely ambitious production, and my thanks goes to a number of staff and students for their endless support and the time that they give up to allow such a production to take place. Shenfield's Joseph will be an amazing theatrical experience that will engage and inspire our audience's imagination like never before, due to the fantastic set that we're going to have rigged up, all the amazing props that are going to be made and purchased, not to mention the technical support we have from Miss Rain and other students with the sound and lighting. We have the marketing and the publicity. We actually have two students in Year 11, Shannon and Shakira Barr, that create our posters year in, year out, and they're used for marketing and publicity as well as our programmes on the evenings. We have our BTEC Level 3 Performing Arts students. They're outstanding ambassadors for the drama department. They support me in all the organisation and the direction of the production, and I cannot thank them enough. They're absolutely fantastic ambassadors for us as a school. My colleague, Mrs. Walsh-Pammon, has also started a business and enterprise group of a very eager group of Year 7s, and we've called them Shenterprise. I think Taylor's going to talk a little bit more about that later.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, but we'll let Taylor answer that one.
Brilliant.
Later on. Yeah. So can you give us an idea of the scale of the production? How big is the cast for this one?
Oh, we had over 60 students from Year 7 to 13 audition for the production itself. The standard was very high, and the drama department and Mr. Sands from the music department, we found it extremely difficult to cast the lead roles. But after much discussion, the cast was agreed, and students have been rehearsing every day since September to make this production a real one to remember. The scale of the production is massive. Not only do we have the cast of over 50 students, but we have an additional team of students helping with makeup, front of house, providing refreshments on the show nights, our sound and tech team, not to mention the band that we've got coming to help us in the evenings. And, you know, without them all helping out, we could not put this production on.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
Fantastic.
What about the facilities at the school, the stage and the lighting and all that? Is that really good? What have you got there?
We do pride ourselves at Shenfield with the technical support and the facilities that we offer at Shenfield within our department. Yeah. We have a really big lighting rig and an extensive range of sound equipment to help us to put this on, the microphones that we have. And Miss Rain is absolutely fantastic as what she does as a job.
Yeah, well, Shenfield High School seems to have become a bit of a mecca for anyone interested in performing arts, hasn't
absolutely.
It, really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Excellent. All right, thanks, Mrs. Bryan. Well, may I call you Rachel?
You may.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Taylor now. Tell us how you're involved in this project, Taylor.
Hello, Bob. First, just want to say thank you for having me on here.
You're welcome.
Well, with the production, we're doing a course at the moment, and it's business in drama.
Right.
And throughout this, we've all chosen our roles throughout this production, and as like I really enjoy it, like the promotion side and things like that, and being with public relations is a career path I want to go down in my life. So I chose that as it's something I could explore and work on and learn new skills and things like that. So that's what I've been currently doing. So I've been working on putting posters up around the school. I've been trusted with the Twitter account on the Shenfield Department's Twitter. So I've been keeping everyone updated and making sure everyone knows what's going on and how it's going and that.
Right.
Also I'm playing a character, a lead role in it as well, Potiphar.
Okay.
So that's another part that I'm doing in the production.
As well as appearing on daytime radio and promoting it. Yeah, well done. Okay, so what's all this about Shenterprise? Can you give us an idea of what that's all about?
Well, Shenterprise is a big group of team. It's led by Miss Welsh Pemmon, and she's decided to start people off from an early age in year seven and get massive teams to work for the people that don't want to be on the stage, for backstage teams and things like that. So we've got Miss Walsh Pammon, and she's put us into different groups, and we've got three head leaders, which is me, Dana Laurel, and another one, Cody Palmer, who couldn't be here today.
Okay.
And us three have got our different groups. So I'm obviously got promotion teams. They help me put up posters around the school and things like that. And I've got a photography group, so they take photos all the time and send them through to me so I can put on the Twitter account. We've got front of house, and recently we've done a cake sale where our students, our year sevens, Shenterprise team, and obviously the BTEC performing arts students have raised £250 for our school.
Fabulous.
Obviously putting that towards the production and making it as amazing as what it's going to be.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Yeah. Now, I think many of us will be familiar with the story of Joseph, but for anyone who doesn't know, can you give us a brief rundown of the story, please?
Well, Joseph is a very gifted person. He can foresee people's... Someone gives him their dreams, and he can turn it into, tell him what it's about and what it's going to lead to, so you can foresee the future through people's dreams. He's one of 12 brothers, and them brothers are jealous of Joseph because he's favoured by the father, and they plan to get rid of him, and he gets taken away and he gets sold to some Ishmaelites, and they take him along and they put him in, give him to Potiphar, which is this big rich man who has Joseph as his second hand man, and Joseph gets seduced by Potiphar's wife. And obviously Potiphar finds out and throws him away in jail. And then there's a big lead up, and the Pharaoh gets Joseph to foresee his dreams. And Joseph works all the way up to the top and then becomes a very wealthy man.
Yeah, and full of songs, of course.
Full of songs.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Taylor. We're going to turn to Dana, who's been coughing in the corner there. You're not feeling too good at the moment, are you, Dana?
No, I've got a little bit of a sore throat and cold at the moment.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, that won't help you singing. You better get rid of that before... yeah. Production, yeah. Fantastic. You and Liam Ball, the last time you visited us, absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
How's the singing going?
Yeah, it's going really well. Yeah. I've got some good things coming up soon, hopefully. I've actually started writing my first song and composing that with my vocal coach, so hopefully that's out next year.
Wonderful. Are you still working with Liam at all?
Yeah, we're still working together on covers, and we still are looking to do a few things together.
Yeah.
And I'm actually part of a band that he started in school last year called The Underscores.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of new things coming up with singing, especially with Liam.
Right. Are you actually singing in this production? Because I think you're one of the narrators, aren't you?
Yeah. I share the role with Cody Palmer and Ellie Rossiter, because it's such a huge role. The narrator literally, I think, leaves the stage maybe three times in the whole production.
Okay.
I sing basically every other song the narrator sings, so yeah, singing quite a lot.
Okay, well, I'm not surprised, because I think you've got a fabulous voice.
Thank you.
Let's go back a while to when you didn't have a nasty cough, when you and Liam came into the studio and you performed Little Things, which I think is a One Direction song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear that now. This is Dana Laurel with Liam Ball accompanying her on the guitar, and Little Things. See what you think of this.
It's made just for me. was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. No, you never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smiled. You never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine. But I love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if I do, it's you. Oh, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you. And all your little things. You can't go to bed without a cup of tea. And maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep. Though it makes no sense to me. No, you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. Cause if I do, it's you. Oh, it's you. They add up to. I'm in love with you. And all your little things. You'll never love yourself half as much as I love you. And you'll never treat yourself right, darling, but I don't want you to. If I let you know, if I do, it's you. Oh, it's you. They add up to. I'm in love with you. And all your little things.
Oh, how good is that, everyone? Come on.
Well done, Dana.
Absolutely great. That's Dana Laurel and Liam Ball performing live here in the Phoenix FM studio earlier this year, was it? Or was it last year?
I think it was last year.
Yeah, might well have been, yeah. But fabulous. And you've got to come back soon, yes. Right, so now we turn to the youngest member of the team here today. It's Nathan Armin. Now, Nathan, you're in year 7 and you've only been at the school for a couple of months, yet you've landed the lead role as Joseph. How did that happen?
Well, I came into the auditions quite nervous and I wanted to stand out. What I think I got it for was my enthusiasm.
Right, okay, yeah. So you were a bit outgoing and, you know, enthusiastic about it, were you? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so have you done a lot of drama before?
Not a lot, but a few years ago I done one show, which was Mary Poppins. and I've always had a big passion for singing.
Yeah, okay, so you are a singer as well. Well, you must be, obviously, to land the role of Joseph. Silly question. All right, so it's a big show with a huge cast then. Are you going to be nervous out there in front of everybody?
I think that I'll be a bit nervous, but I think that, because I'll be enjoying it so much, I won't think of the nerves. But I think it'll be a great show.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. Yeah, have you ever seen any of the Shenfield productions before?
No.
No, well, it'll be a first for you then, won't it? Yeah. All right, so you're going to presumably be singing Any Dream Will Do, are you?
That's correct.
Yeah. Have you been practising that?
Yeah.
And how's it going?
Really well.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I'm going to play the Jason Donovan version of that. I just thought of this. If you don't want to do it, it's absolutely fine. Would you like to sing along to a little bit of it, or is it not in your sort of range?
Yes, but it's a different version. But yeah, I think I can do it.
We'll just do a little bit at the start, shall we? And we'll see how it goes along. All right. Well, here's Jason Donovan, and Any Dream Will Do. I hope this works because I've never done this before. Accompanied by Nathan Armin. Here we go.
The colours faded into darkness. I was left alone. May I return to the beginning? The light is dimming, and the dream is too. Still waiting, still hesitating. Any dream will do.
Hey, well done, Nathan. Fantastic. I actually completely messed that up because I got all confused over who was on what microphone. So we actually didn't hear you at the start, but we got a good bit of it towards as you got going, you know. And that's a really brave thing to do. So thanks very much, Nathan. That was brilliant. Yeah.
Well done, Nathan.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, what talented students you've got there,
absolutely,
haven't you?
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Considering that version's in a complete lower key,
right,
and Nathan sings a lot higher, he's done extremely well. Well done. So proud.
Yeah, and I completely sprung that on you. We hadn't planned that at all. So, you stood up to that very well. Thanks very much, Nathan. Well...
Wow.
I'm overwhelmed, really. You know, you've got such a talented crew there at the school. And you know, any time anyone comes in, we're just sort of just amazed at how good they all are. It must be really good working with talented students.
It really is. I love my job so much. Yeah. Every day I get to see these wonderful students performing, singing, and they completely make my day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Words can't express how I feel when I come to work and I get to hear Nathan sing, for example, and Dana.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well, you can see it in your face and you can hear it in your voice. Yeah, it's absolutely marvellous. Well, thanks everybody for coming in today. But you better first of all tell us a little bit about when it's on, where it's on, how people can get any tickets or find out more about it, yeah?
Yeah, our production is on the 24th and 25th of January 2017. It's going to be amazing, and if anyone wants to get any tickets than that, just call Shenfield High School's number on 01277 219 131.
Fabulous. Well, I'll put some details up on our website later on as well, along with a recording of our chats and sing songs this afternoon. So thank you all so very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. So Rachel Taylor, Dana and Nathan, brilliant. Well done. And good luck with the production. I hope it goes really, really well. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.